Remember Ratatouille? Yeah, the charming 2007 Pixar movie about a French rat who loves to cook? Well, if you have forgotten, the creators on TikTok have not. First, a song from the movie became popular on the social media app.
Les rêves des amoureux sont comme le bon vin.
Then a user, EM underscore Jax, uploaded an original song she wrote praising the main character, Remy the Rat.
Remy the Ratatouille, the rat of all my dreams.
That caught the attention of another TikTok user, Daniel Mertzloft. He works in musical theater and transformed that a cappella melody into... And the captions to the song read like stage directions in a script. Act 2 finale and confetti everywhere. Lights going crazy. Remy on a lift flying over the audience. So how did Mertzloft musicalify that tune?
I put in tremolo strings, a bunch of brass, like the French horn specifically. You always hear the French horn in those types of songs. There's a lot of percussion. So we have the big bells, the glockenspiel, the timpani.
He was inspired by the Alan Menken musicals he grew up with. Menken wrote the music for The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
It's like a big reprise of one of the songs earlier, but done in a big choral fashion, a huge orchestra.
Other TikTok users started to contribute songs of their own, of course.
Don't waste your whiskers on dreaming. Try to see life as I do.
That's user Fettuccini Fettuqueen with a song for Remy's father who disapproves of his distaste for trash. Users A.A. Acacia and Blakely Rouse created a tango between Linguini, the incompetent chef that Remy controls, and Colette, his no-nonsense co-worker.
If you want to make it in the kitchen,
yes, ma'am.
You can't just flail your arms on.
Right, got it.
So,
but it wasn't just musicians who got into the Ratatouille action. Other corners of the theater world got involved, like lighting and set designers and choreographers. One TikTok even showed the creation of a fake playbill with a slick cover. It's a fork full of steaming French dish that is cleverly shaped like a rat.
Anything you can do. I've seen someone doing a video where she's being an usher at the theater. You know, she's using green screen as the song's going in the background to seat people at Ratatouille the musical.
That's Rebecca Alter, who wrote about the musical for Vulture. Musicals are nothing new on TikTok, but Alter, who herself is a Broadway fan, says there's something different about Ratatouzical.
There's something that feels so close and tangible about this, as like there is an alternate reality where this is being marketed on Broadway next to Frozen the musical.
Mertzloft thinks it's something about the story itself.
It's just such an underdog story. Like, there's no reason that Remy and Linguini should succeed, and they find each other and are the perfect pair.
And some famous actors have taken notice, including Kevin Chamberlain, who's been nominated for 3 Tonys.
Anyone can cook, anyone can cook. All you have to do is look inside yourself.
Wearing a chef's cap, he's performing as Gusteau, the celebrated French chef that Remy turns to for inspiration. Patton Oswalt, the actor who voiced Remy in the original movie, tweeted out a video of a TikTok tagging the film's director, Brad Bird. But will Disney take notice and turn the Ratatouzical into its next blockbuster stage production? Well, Mertzloft said if the company reached out for him to adapt it, he would definitely take the call.
I mean, I would love to. I think it would be so fun.
But he isn't holding out hope. Plus, he thinks the show might work better in another form.
That's really where I think it should live, is like a 40-minute park show versus a 2-act Broadway show.
That is an elaborate production at the Disney Parks. And what do you know? The official Disney Parks TikTok account posted a Ratatouille song of their own just the other day.
Remy the rat was always sort of different. While the pack was eating trash, Remy was whipping dishes, trapping at the ground.